Welcome to Random Wiki of the Day, where we read the summary of a random Wikipedia page every day. The random article for Tuesday, the 12th of December 2017 is October 1999 Mexico floods. In October 1999, severe flooding affected portions of eastern Mexico and Central America. Rainfall in September preceded the primary event in Mexico, which moistened soils. On October 4th, Tropical Depression 11 developed in the Gulf of Mexico, which drew humidity from the Gulf and the Pacific Ocean to produce torrential rainfall in mountainous regions of eastern Mexico, reaching 43.23 in 1,098 millimeters, in Jalisco, Veracruz. This was the third highest tropical cyclone-related rainfall total in Mexico from 1980 to 2006. And the event caused the highest rainfall related to tropical cyclones in Veracruz, Hidalgo, and Puebla. In some locations, the daily rainfall represented over 10% of the annual precipitation total. The heaviest rainfall occurred in mountainous regions that were the mouths of several rivers. A broad trough absorbed the depression on October 6, and rainfall continued for the next few days. Additional rainfall occurred in Tabasco State on October 18. The floods were estimated as a 1 in 67 year event in one location, although such floods are expected to affect eastern Mexico twice per century, the last time being 1944. Throughout Mexico, the floods killed at least 379 people, according to the federal government, and as many as 600 according to relief agencies. The Center for Research on the Epidemiology of Disasters later estimated there were 636 deaths, and damage in Mexico was estimated at $451.3 million, 4.3 billion pesos. Nationwide, the floods damaged or destroyed 90,000 houses, which left about 500,000 people homeless. Flooding caused thousands of landslides, many in more populated areas than the flooding in 1944. The floods also caused 39 rivers to overflow, and the combination of floods and landslides destroyed bridges, houses, widespread crop fields, schools, and electrical networks. Impact was worst in Puebla, where damage totaled $240 million, 2.1 billion pesos, and many roads were washed out. Landslides in the state killed 107 people in Tizayuca. Elsewhere in the country, the floods washed crocodiles into the streets of Villahermosa, the capital of Tabasco, and in Oaxaca, the rainfall occurred after an earthquake left thousands homeless. Flooding also extended into Central America in late September through early October, causing $40 million, 385 million pesos, in crop damage and 70 deaths. After the floods receded, Mexican President Ernesto Zedillo ordered the Department of National Defense to utilize all resources to assist the people affected by the floods. More than 94,000 people stayed at 896 shelters after being evacuated due to the floods. The federal government allocated $234 million, 2.34 billion pesos, in relief, which was smaller than the damage total. Widespread medical teams assisted tens of thousands of homes, and due to prevention measures, there were no outbreaks of diseases. Roads and electrical systems were gradually restored, and students returned to school after repairs were made. Residents throughout Mexico sent supplies to the Mexican Red Cross, including 500 tons of food and water, and international agencies sent money and supplies to the flood victims. This recording reflects the Wikipedia text as of 0:27 UTC on Tuesday, the 12th of December 2017. For the full current version of the article, search Wikipedia for October 1999 Mexico floods. This podcast is produced by Arbulce May Productions based on Wikipedia content and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license. Please visit wikioftheday.com for our archives and sister podcasts. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe and never miss an episode. You can also follow us on Twitter, at WOTDpod. Arbulce May Productions also produces the current events podcast Curmudgeon's Corner. Check it out in your podcast player of choice. This has been Geraint. Thank you for listening to Random Wiki of the Day.